grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. It stood in its place and had but one desire, at the end of each day to be wound. Yes, it stood in its place, not a frown upon his face, and his hands never hung by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the still of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was preening for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Yet the clock kept the time with a soft and gentle chime, as we patiently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Everybody, 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Thank you.
Energy, perhaps the number one conservation need of this country, a country that isn't conservation motivated, never has been, but will be in the future, because we got to survive here. We've got to learn to recycle within the natural resources that we have left. And brother, we know how many we have left. We know there aren't no other continents with loaded natural resources that we're going to conquer. So we've got to learn to recycle within this one. But it's not all downhill. Don't believe that, because growth is possible in the human sort of way, not in the material sort of way. Material things are all those outside things like big, long Cadillacs that we've always thought was necessary to express ourselves as a resourcefully rich nation. Today, growth in the arts, growth in those inward human things that will allow ourselves to express and level off and seek somewhat of a harmony within the natural resources and within the natural ecology of the state of Florida. That's the kind of growth we're all looking for, isn't it? A conservation notion, a conservation ethic that's going to live right on through our generations into many, many more, I hope, right here in the sunshine. We'd like to do a song now that depends on a new attitude about those things that we've always taken for granted, resources, basically black gold and the oil that we're all dependent upon. And this song is in our album. It's called Black Gold.
From the stored fossils of life, the earth brings people and man came, and he tasted it all. So let the apostle preach some message he might teach to the people waiting a call. Shall we go to the sun? Should we tap that mighty one?
or the energy to change this land some more? Should we pump up the sea, disguise reality, and really change us just like Japan? You know, Japan has to import every single natural resource except humans. While we starve our sardines in a can. Oh no. Then why are we doing in life, blinded by space and by spice? A worm's in our core and it's drilling for more, and we're pouting and paying the price of gold, black gold. People got the oil, then the oil got the people. When man came and he wasted the oil, can we find it in our soul to dry up one more hole for the people wasting the oil? 'Cause it's all come from the sun. We've already tapped that mighty one for the energy to change the land so far. Now should we pump up the sea for whatever nuclear energy might be found to make us crowded like Japan? We starve our sardines in a can. Oh no, hell no. Then why are we doing in life, blinded by space and by spite? A worm's in our core and it's drilling for more, and we're pouting and paying the price of gold, black gold. I'd like to say that we've really enjoyed White Springs this year. We'd like to leave you with a number called Steady State. That's the leveling off in the material growth and seeking those human things that will bring a lot of joy to a lot of people in Florida, if we just draw that line at the Georgia line. No news, low energy crews paying dues for the sun we use. Level off and try to concentrate on a lifestyle in the steady state. Let it be the theme of the sand. We're just prophets singing for a steady state. Draw the line, that Georgia line. 'Cause old Florida, she's about loaded at her loading gate. Level off, well, we got time. No lose, low energy crews paying dues for the sun we level off and try to concentrate on a lifestyle in the steady state. Let it be the theme of the sand. Let it be the theme of the sand. Let it
Here's his record. Let's buy him out. I'm sure it's for sale up at Strictly Music. And I'm sure it's for sale back here at the back of the stage, too. Guess what? The last number on our program this afternoon is none other than Gamble Rogers of St. Augustine.
Bless you. Oh, it's so good to see everybody in the sunshine. Well, I know what everybody's thinking. They're saying this bluegrass is all right and this country music's all right, but how about a real folk song? Well, I'd like to play you a real folk song. Yes, ma'am. A real folk song that was written by a man who was a legend in today's world of folk music, Jesse Fuller. Well, besides being a famous man, Jesse Fuller was a big, genial cat who played a 12-string guitar to which he had ingeniously affixed an electric guitar pickup through the indiscriminate use of lag bolts and roofing nails. He had a harmonica rack dangling about his neck with an A harp and a kazoo welded in place. And he sat diffidently behind an instrument he had created himself called a footdella, consisting of a sun-kissed fruit crate with a washboard riveted to the starboard side, which he played with tandem drum brushes that were interconnected through a bizarre combination of third-class levers and pulleys to the foot mechanism of a drummer's sock cymbal. He'd sit there and pick that footdella and pick the guitar and pick the harmonica and pick the kazoo and sing. And about every 32 seconds, he'd be overwhelmed by the tedium implicit in this enterprise. And he'd jump up and do a little soft shoot. Now, this is his most famous song, and I know it's a folk song because it was recorded by Phoebe Snow, by Richie Havens, by Tom Rush, by Gatemouth Simmons. It's also been recorded by some of the new wave of Nashville country singers who are coming to prominence. Cale Yarborough, John Havlicek, Truman Capote, and Anita Bryant, and Wilbur Mills, and Elizabeth Ray. The song goes just like this. It's a great folk song. It's called the San Francisco Bay Blues. This thing's out of tune. I didn't come all the way up here to mess up. I declare this is the last guitar I'll ever buy at a Stuckey stand. See there, it's inlaid with honey, nougat, and pralines. They never did call Jesse Fuller the Boogie King. Let's kick it anyway. Got the blues from Beaver Dam by the Frisco Bay. That ocean liner going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal I ever have had. Will I say goodbye like make me cry? I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a loves a dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day. Just walking with baby down by the Frisco Bay. I'm a standing by my back door, just a wonder which way to go. Cause the woman I love so much don't care for me no more. I think I'll take a freight train because I'm feeling blue. Hitting right all the way to the end of the line, just thinking about you. Let's choke this guitar now. I'll pick it, white trash. I got the blues from people in by the Frisco Bay. Little ocean liner going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal ever, ever had. Say goodbye like make me cry. I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a loves a dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day. Just walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Oh, mercy. You know, back when I was trying to grow up around Orange County, we used to always sneak out to a little juke joint in the woods, a place where they featured some of those great old road show review bands who came through playing for cigarette change in those days, but who have gone on to become the superstars of America. The Ike and Tina Turner Review and the B.B. King Show. And the hardest working man in American show business, James Brown. Now, these folks played a kind of music they referred to as boogie music. Now, you're looking at somebody who is no stranger to the old boogie. In fact, I played a pretty mean boogie on my guitar. Well, I'll admit that's not the way James Brown played the boogie. He would come out there with those saxophones wailing, those drums pounding, those dancing girls dancing. He'd throw that microphone stand down on the floor. He'd throw his leg over top of it. He'd say, please, 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 and the crowd go crazy. One time he's groveling around and saying, please, please. A young woman jump up and say, stop it, Jimmy, I can't stand it. He redoubled his efforts. She took off running wild-eyed through the room, ran slap into the wall, and knocked herself out. Now that's boogieing. Instantly, I seized upon the inherent potential of this particular art form, and I boogied diligently. But I never could achieve the same results with my boogie that James Brown did with his boogie. About the best I ever did was to get a couple of college boys to throw up in my guitar case at a fraternity party. And then one time I'm knocking around in front of John Gentile's pawn shop on Church Street. This scabrous derelict comes groveling out of the alley, dragging a cracked Gibson guitar. He was the most scrofulous looking human baggage I've ever encountered. He looked like a spider in drag on the way to a penicillin transfusion. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "Baby, I'm the boogeyman." I said, "Well, ciao, baby." He said, "Huh." And then he choked down on those old rusty drugstore black diamond strings of his. And a sound something like this came out of his little guitar. I said, "What do you call that, friend?" He said, "Baby, I call that trotting the strings." And all of a sudden, I realized what the difference was between my boogie and his boogie. Friends, it was nothing in the world but just trotting them strings. Well, down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean. Well, only the girl lent a sweat to the world, made the alligators look tame. And poke salad Annie, gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. The mama was working on a chain gang. About supper time, she would come on down by the truck patch. She would pick her Miss Poke Salad, and she would carry it home in the tote sack. Poke Salad Annie, gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame. Her mama was working on chain gang. Trot those strings now. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Yes, yes. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. You know everybody's going now. Yes, everybody's moving in joy. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Yes, 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 yeah. Drinking that wine. But you know, when you get right down to it, the United States of America has just given the rest of the world three musical gifts. The sousaphone, the banjo, and the blues. Thank you.
I said, it's love, it's love. Yes, it's careless love. Oh, it's love, it's careless love. Said it's love, it's careless love. Can't you see what careless love has done? Yes, can't you see what careless love has done? The Merle Travis Blues. The mythology of the American blues would be complete without at least making mention of Luke the Drifter, the immortal Hank Williams, who left behind a legacy of recorded music that jumped every cultural barrier. I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. I hate you thinking all over, all I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, the livelong day she said goodbye. Oh Lord, I thought I would cry. Yes, you do me, she do you, she's got that kind of love in her. I loved you, hero, when she called my sweet daddy. What a beautiful dream. Hate to think it all over. I lost my heart, it seems. And I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the love sick blue. Oh, I've got to do so many quick little things here. This is one for all the guitar players. This is an old song that I learned off of the soundtrack from a silent movie. Tonight when you're asleep in tent I'll creep, and the stars that shine above, they will light our way to love, and you rule my land with me. You know I'm the sheikh of Araby. And you rule my land with me. You know I'm the sheikh of Araby. Duke Ellington wrote this. And he was a folk singer. That's folk music. Big Bill Brunsie said, well, anything's folk music. I never heard horses sing. Music for the folks. I said, you rule my land with me. You know I'm the sheikh of Araby. Yes, I'm the sheikh of Araby. How about a nice welcome from my friend George Heaps Nelson to play the harmonica. I'd like to dedicate this to the weatherman and all of you people who have shown incredibly admirable perseverance, and I use the word sincerely, weathering the elements. Turned dark as night. Rain 5 days. Skies turned dark as night. Trouble was taking place in that lowland at night. Don't you know they rode a little boat? Just about 5 miles across the pond. Row along now. Yes, they rowed a little boat 5 miles across the pond. I packed my things and thought a minute. Lord, they rowed, pulled me along. And I went and I stood upon a high old lonesome hill. I said I went and I stood up on a high old lonesome hill. George, I looked down upon the place where I used to live. Play it now. Oh,
How about a nice hand for that young man? Backwater blues, got my things and go. Backwater blues, got my things and go. You know my house fell down, I can't live there no more. I'll never forget the first time I went to hear my first Grand Ole Opry show. Yes, sir, it was Ernest Tubb and Earl Scruggs and Mother Maybelle and the Carter Girls and John R. Cash. But the little lady who stole our hearts away that night was named Martha Carson. Oh, she came out wearing a miraculous white dress and carrying a tiny tambourine with which she testified to the likes of Moses and Jesus. She was a white gospel singer, and I'm here to tell you that in those days there were just two kinds of music that swung for the white world: Dixieland and white gospel music. Now, what made this music swing the way it did? Now, let's tone this thing way down, because these folks usually play in the key of A. Now, George is going to stay right here, and we're going to make a little demonstration. Well, sir, over to her left, Miss Carson had a big burly fellow slapping an upright bass into a hot microphone in double time. He had a microphone right in the sound hole of that thing, and they had it turned up, and he made it sound like a whole rhythm section all by himself. Over on the other side, she had three young men in business suits singing in harmony, kind of like the Jordanaires. Right behind her, a 14-year-old boy playing a big blonde Gibson guitar through a Supro amplifier, sounding like a cross between Chuck Berry and Chet Atkins. Oh, play it high, son. And then she'd get to slapping that tambourine against her leg and singing, and we'd be carried away on the wings of a snow-white dove to a paradise where music was the message. On the rock where Moses stood, on the rock where Moses stood. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Oh, sinner, remember me. Oh, sinner, remember me. Let's hear some hand claps. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood, on the rock where Moses stood, on the rock where Moses stood. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood.
as he stood. Oh, that's really good now. Now remember that, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about just exactly what went down and where the rock and roll came from. Friend, it was just a little bit later that I went back to hear another Grand Ole Opry show. They brought out a young man from Memphis, Tennessee. They said, be kind to this boy. We know he is going to be a star. About that time, a strange-looking fellow skittered out from the edge of the stage wearing a burgundy-colored tuxedo coat, gray sharkskin pants, black and white saddle Oxfords, with his hair done up in a ducktail all peroxided. Strangest-looking fellow we ever saw. First thing I noticed about this boy was he moved kind of funny. Next thing I noticed was he was using Martha Carson's bass player and little guitar man. Those old boys are playing the same righteous church licks behind this stranger that they had played behind the lady gospel singer. But this time they played a whole lot in the sovereign key of E. That's the key of the people. College, and you may go to school, where you may drive pink Cadillac, don't you be nobody's fool. Oh, baby, come back, baby doll, come back, baby doll. Well, come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Whoop, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Hey! Those of us who weren't too stunned to move went surging backstage. We lean up there and said, what is that boy's name? They lean out and they said, boys, that's the Hillbilly Cat. We said, what's his real name now? They said, Elvis. Elvis Presley. And I'd like a real big hand for the passing of one of the greatest singers of both secular and church music that ever lived in this country. He'll certainly be missed. Let's go way back down, and George and I are going to try to show you right where this 1950s rock and roll came from, this business that inspired the English singers and the Louisiana singers and the Georgia singers. It didn't come out of the mouth of Elvis Presley or the head of Colonel Tom Parker or the juke joints of Memphis, Tennessee. It came out of the churches of our land in a way. The example laid down by the music of the gospel singers, the really swinging music, the people like Sam Cooke and Martha Carson, the Jordanaires and the Statesmen. Here's how she'd sound when she got wound up, Miss Martha Carson. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come in. For to carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot.
Kame. For to carry me home.
And then somebody would say, let's rock the gospel. And she'd go, why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Well, rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side. Sit down, swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side. This old house once knew my children. This old house was my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house knew many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness as lightning walks about. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix no shingles. Ain't got time to fix a floor. Got time for no hinges, no to mend no window pane. I'll need this house no longer. Getting ready to meet the saint. Oh, play it, George. Play it again. Guitar player would come in, he'd sound a little bit like this. Woo, that church music swing. He don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd get up from the fireside and sit and howl and grieve. But my hunting day's over. Ain't gonna hunt the kern no more. Gabriel done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix no shingles. Ain't got time to fix a floor. Got time for no hinges, no to mend no window pane. I'll need this house no longer. Getting ready to meet the saint. How about a nice hand for George Heaps Nelson from Gainesville, Florida. Thank you so very much. What can I say? I hope that each and every one of you will stay over tomorrow, and I know a lot of you can't. You have to go home and work. Now, wait a minute. It's Labor Day. Stay off those roads. It's dangerous. Stay right here and be with us tomorrow. I'd like to thank Cousin Thelma, Barbara, John. How about a nice hand for all of these folks who have made this thing possible? John Robertson, Barbara Beecham, Cousin Thelma, all of the people up on the hill.
Cool off, please. You know, there's a limit to all things. It's been a beautiful day, just a beautiful day. And, of course, you helped along with the sunshine to make it beautiful. And we are very happy. This will be the second year when we've had a program on Labor Day. There'll be a program tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock and another one beginning at 1:30 with all the side attractions going on as usual. Some of the same and some of the new. Now, as you go up the hill, we want you to do us a favor. We want you to pick up the litter around you and put it in a basket somewhere. This will help us immeasurably. Thank you for being such a wonderful audience this afternoon. And good afternoon. And that was Alan Baker from Sarasota and Randy Whitehead, dancer, also from Sarasota. We think this is a capital way to begin each program because we have Scots living in our state, and they have been here for many generations. And certainly the dance and the bagpipe music are amongst the oldest in the folk tradition. Good morning. How are you this morning? You look mighty pretty. And we have a fine program plan for you. And I know the good Lord's going to be good to us. And if he doesn't keep us overcast, he won't send the rain again. We've been sprinkled well this week, Baptists and Methodists alike. Let's welcome to the platform now a picking and singing group from over Palatka Way under the leadership of John Williamson.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Pleasure to be back with you again. We're going to try to do an instrumental from an old Baptist hymn, one that Willie Nelson made a fortune out of. Maybe we can play it one time. Unclouded Day. Thank you a lot. Next, we're gonna let Carolyn sing us an old song, "The Dying Soldier."
empty my last repose. Lay my feet beneath the lilac. Lay my head beneath the message to my mother, for I know she's old and gray. Back home I know she's waiting, looking for her boy someday. Oh, dear mother, awful true, for my country and for you, and I'm dying for the red, white, and blue. Carry me back to old Tennessee. Let that be my last report.